My name is Göran Fransson. I'm working at the University of Gävle in Sweden, and I'm going to talk about the paper Adequate Digital Competence, Close Reading of the New National Strategy for Digitalization of the Schools in Sweden. I have written a paper together with two colleagues, Ola G. Lindberg and Anders T. Olofsson at Umeå University. And here they are, two good-looking men, good friends, and very good scholars within this area. The policy document we are focused on was adopted by the Swedish government in October 2017. We are focused on the notion of adequate digital competence, how that is used in the policy document, and how it operates to make sense of the policy document. That is, to make the policy doable to implement at the local level, or rather to be enacted in the local level, in municipals and in schools. In the paper, we also give a brief overview about the historical efforts to implement digital technologies in the Swedish educational systems. We start in mid-1980s, and with help of researchers, other researchers that we refer, we identified four different kinds of waves, different kinds of efforts with different kinds of emphasis to implement digital technologies in Swedish educational systems. During this period, from the 1980s and up to today, there have been a lot of Polish initiatives also. We give some brief overview about important initiatives, policy documents, policy gambits, government bills, Swedish official reports, and some ministry memorandums, etc. As digitalization is an ongoing process, things change. New technologies emerge. All technologies are not favorable to use anymore. New methods emerge, new opportunities emerge, and what was new and very good, promising technologies and opportunities some years ago fade away. When writing a policy, this gives some challenges. For instance, how to discuss technologies. What is a relevant and good technology today? Would that be that tomorrow? What kind of competences is needed today? Will the same competences be relevant tomorrow, next day, next week, next year? One way to try to handle this is to write about the notion of adequate digital competence. What is adequate? In the policy, when we have read that, we have focused on who is in focus for an adequate digital competence. When is the notion of digital competence supposed to be used to fix something? And what does the notion include? What is the adequate digital competence? These kind of questions is relevant to ask when you're doing some kind of policy analysis. And policy could be understood in different kinds of way. Most often policy is understood as a top-down process, something being implemented, something formulated on the so-called formulation arena, and then expected to be implemented on a realization arena, where the policy is going to be realized. But if you take a closer look about how policy operates and how policy in reality are enacted in local context, it's more accurate to talk about policy formation processes. In this way, we also acknowledge the local context, the micro-political maneuvering, interpretations of policy, and actors trying to enact the policy and adapt it to the local circumstances that actually are. In that sense, policy are not implemented, but rather enacted. Policy is also often understood as text. Then you're looking at the textual aspects of our policy. But policy can also be understood as a discourse, how policies are framed, what kind of discourses are surrounding the policy. In the paper, we have focused on how does the notion of adequate digital competence operates. And we found that it operates in at least three dimensions. The dimension of time, the contextual dimensions, and an interpretative dimensions. How to interpret and understand the notion in a different kind of context.